As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick or... you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday, hour one with the guys. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. You can watch the program all 3 hours for free on Peacock. Download the app. Say good morning to Chat Row and our great radio affiliates around the world. Almost 370 affiliates. Yes, around the world. Not just around the nation, around the world.
Brussels, we crush it.
Yes, we do. Can't walk down the street in Brussels.
Remember that meet and greet in Brussels?
Oh, it was great.
We almost didn't get you out of there.
No, I was lucky. I felt like One Direction. Yeah, maybe the Beatles. Maybe No Direction. You know, what a buzzkill. Came in today all excited about the Masters, ready to go. Early tee times, and I go, wait, those are highlights of previous Masters. What happened? We got rain in the forecast. They had lightning and thunder in the forecast as well. And yet some big names are going to be teeing off early. Plus, also understand this. With daylight savings time, you have probably 2 hours less time, daylight time, in Augusta. They're going to have to wrap all this up before 5 o'clock East Coast time. And normally they'd go to around 7:30 when you're playing in April. Now with the Masters playing in November, maybe 5 o'clock at the latest there. They're going to try to cram all this in. Then you get to the weekend. You got college football and the NFL as well. And it might be a little dicey to get all of this in over the next 4 days. But we'll keep an eye on what's going on there. Any updates with the weather and some of the bigger names teeing off, we'll clue you in on that. Yes, Paulie?
I have to get this out right now. Quick five-minute poll question. Would you rather have the Masters pushed back because of rain today, tomorrow, and the next few days, so the final round is played in its entirety on Monday afternoon, so it's not up against the NFL on Sunday afternoon? Or would you rather have the final round of the Masters on Sunday so you could flip back and forth with the NFL?
It doesn't matter to me. It feels like we've moved everything around. So if you move the final round of the Masters to Monday, all right. But what happens if you're moving an NFL game or something else to Monday or Tuesday? But yeah, I'm fine with that. I just want to see it played. I want to see how it looks, how it sounds, and how Tiger plays, Bryson DeChambeau. So however they do it, whenever they do it, as long as they're able to do it and complete it. Yes, McLeod.
So the NFL, and I heard this on Red Zone, they have the fewest 1 o'clock games of any week this season. They only have 5 1 o'clock games, and they push most of their games to 4 o'clock to try so you can fit five. So 5 1 o'clock and 6 4 o'clock and the Sunday night. So you could have both, and they're really bad games at 1 o'clock.
Well, CBS has to have that window to be able to carry this, and that's why they probably said, can we move our games to 4 o'clock? Fox doesn't care. And Fox still has their game of the week on Sunday afternoon at 4:25. Yeah, McClub.
Yeah, so look at these games. Eagles, Giants, Jaguars at Packers, Washington at Detroit, Texans, Browns, and Bucks, Panthers. Is actually, that's a good one, though.
Yeah, I guess.
They just played, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. And then you got a game coming up tonight, oh, by the way. It's the Colts and the Titans.
Da, 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 da.
McLovin sent me a note. He goes, hey, just want to let you know, the two best players probably in this game are guys to keep an eye on. They're defensive players. And I go, wow, that's a way to sell it.
Yeah, it's not even like pass rushing defense. It's not like T.J. Watt and Aaron Donald.
Is this DeForest Buckner?
Yeah, I guess he's transformed that Indianapolis Colts defense, and he's amazing. But he's a defensive tackle, so we don't even notice.
And is this Simmons with the Titans?
Yes, this guy, and there's two Simmons in the NFL, but Jeffrey Simmons, who has been a slow burn, is emerging as a star.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
I mean, you know, you kind of sometimes yell at me for being too mean to the AFC South, but you have to admit, from an optics standpoint, it's hard to get fired up about AFC South matchups.
Yes, if this was a game played at 1 o'clock on Sunday, nobody would watch. Nobody would care. But it's a standalone game, and that's what you want. Because we focus on what you do either really well or really bad. But I don't know if I could sell this. If I'm Fox's voiceover guy tonight, Jeffrey Simmons and the Titans versus DeForest Buckner and the Colts. You like sound defensive line play? Tonight, the Colts. DeForest Buckner versus the Titans. Jeffrey Simmons. Oh, sorry, Todd. I took your...
I don't like when you do that. Okay. That's my thing.
No, my bad. My bad. I got carried away. I'm excited about some solid defensive line play.
I like when you're excited.
Coming up tonight. Yes, McLovin.
When Simmons sets the edge on that defense.
Oh, man.
When you were looking at your Super Bowl picks, did you consider either of these two teams? Were the Titans in your mix?
More so than the Colts.
I don't, but you've been a fan of the way the Colts are building. I mean, you
but
love Quentin
Nelson. I don't want Phillip Rivers. I like Phillip Rivers. Fun interview. I don't want him as my starting quarterback, but I do think they're building something there. They got a good coach, good GM. I just didn't like this. Hey, let's bring in Phillip Rivers for 1 year. And it felt like you could have brought in somebody else who gave you a little bit more of a future there. Yeah, McClure.
Yeah, like you mean you're not talking about Jacoby Brissett. You're talking about something new down the road.
Well, as I told you, they were trying to get Jordan Love. And I don't know if they would have brought in Jordan Love and he would have played right away if they drafted him, or they would have worked him into the lineup at some point. But that's why I was told the Packers went up and got Jordan Love, because the Colts wanted Jordan Love. This program brought to you by 1-800-Flowers.com. Safest way to celebrate fall birthdays this year. 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, order a dozen multicolored roses, an extra bouquet. You get all of that for just $29.99. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. You'll see the radio icon. Enter code Patrick, and you're good to go. College football games around the country are being postponed this weekend for COVID-related reasons. I've got the list here of games that have been postponed. Some have been canceled. Ohio State, Maryland has been canceled. Their head coach, Ryan Day, the Buckeyes head coach, will join us coming up final hour of the show. Air Force, Wyoming, canceled. Alabama, LSU, postponed. A&M, Tennessee, postponed. Missouri, Georgia, postponed. Mississippi State, Auburn, postponed. Memphis, Navy, postponed. And Louisiana, Monroe, Arkansas State, postponed. What has been a trickle of games has suddenly become a tidal wave here. It's a crucial time for colleges to assess what is the best strategy and how to proceed. And as usual, the SEC is front and center. They've already had to postpone several marquee matchups coming up this weekend. Unlike the Big Ten and the Pac-12, the SEC didn't hesitate. When they saw the opportunity to play this fall, they jumped on it. But they also built in a little more wiggle room when you had some postponements here. Pac-12, Big Ten do not have that. And Ohio State is really running the risk of not being able to play for the Big Ten championship. It's strange. Could Ohio State still play for the national championship, be in the playoffs, and not be in the Big Ten title game? Because you could have a situation where Indiana represents the Big Ten or is the Big Ten championship team. But is Indiana better than Ohio State? They play each other coming up next week. But here's Ohio State missing the game against Maryland. Nothing to do with Ohio State. It's Maryland that had the COVID test. Now, Alabama looks like a title contender. Everybody would agree. Florida A&M have a shot at the college football playoffs. But the SEC's got to explore every option right now. And the rest of college football normally follows whatever the SEC does. And hopefully the trends become more positive and the SEC and the other conferences can finish their seasons. And I want to ask Ryan Day, the Ohio State head coach, have you thought about, did you think about going out and scheduling somebody? Remember Nebraska was going to do this, and Nebraska was going to have UT Chattanooga short notice, and I'd gotten word on this. And keep in mind, Nebraska was trying to go rogue before the season started, and then they thought, well, hey, we had this cancellation. Can we go out and get somebody? And the Big Ten said no. And what I found out was Ohio State and Michigan were on Nebraska's side because, what I was told by a source, they thought if they get into a situation, they want to be able to go out and schedule somebody, just like this weekend. So Ryan Day, the Ohio State head coach, will join us a little bit later on. I don't know if he's coming on for that reason to tell us that they're thinking about or they thought about scheduling somebody. I'm just curious. What if they only play five games? Are they able to qualify? Is that enough for the playoff committee? Playoff committee is also about business. In fact, it's all about business. It's all about popular teams, eyeballs, and Ohio State brings a big fan base there. Yes, Seton O'Connor?
Think about how many teams would have been eligible for the college football playoff if you only had to play five games.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, through the history of college football, how many teams got right down to that last game and then lost to like Pitt or somebody? And you're like, oh, great, we blew it. If you only had to go five games?
Yeah, Paul.
Let's put something together, Dan. We got Ryan Day of Ohio State on. Let's call over to, you know, BYU, see what their coach is doing this morning. Maybe we can get a little something together. Send the call Provo, fire up the jet, send it to Columbus, see what happens. BYU, you pull off the upset, you're in the national title picture.
It feels like if BYU wanted to play Texas A&M, might be a little easier to do that than do something in the Big Ten.
Let's go big.
But look, BYU would be all in on this. If BYU would somehow be able to beat Ohio State or get that opportunity to play them, they need a big quality win. They have two more games and they're not against big opponents. Or Texas A&M wanting to get into the Final Four. I think we're going to see a scenario where one of these schools is going to say, can we go out and schedule somebody else? Our game got canceled. BYU's got the week off. Alabama's got the week off.
Let's go.
Yeah, I don't think it's that easy. But four SEC games postponed, Ohio State, Maryland canceled. They will not make that up. Yes, McLovin.
It's weird that Jim Harbaugh's not coming on and arguing for more games. In fact, he's like, I look at their schedule, November 21st at Rutgers. He's praying for a postponement for that game.
I think Coach is thinking safety first. I think that's really smart for Coach Harbaugh. Safety first. Colts-Titans, Masters underway. McLovin has a poll question or two.
I do.
Do you want to give it to me?
We have a series of poll questions. Okay. Your favorite question. Basically, whose future would you want? Dun, dun, dun. It could be a game. Which one do you want first, NFL or NBA?
Oh, give me NFL, and then I'll get to the NBA with what's going on with the Rockets.
Okay, this is actually a leftover from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Whose future would you rather have, the New York Football Jets or the New England Patriots? I think we should put that one up to see what people say, and I'll let you think about it.
Yeah.
The other two football ones, whose future would you rather have, the Dolphins or the Chargers, because Tua and Herbert play each other this weekend? It's a referendum on the draft, you might say.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably rather have the Jets' future, knowing that they're not going to be any good and they get Trevor Lawrence. At least I have a once-in-a-decade quarterback. At least the prospects of that. And as much as I like Sam Darnold needs to, you know, leave the Jets and maybe, you know, salvage your career here. I don't know what's. I don't know where the Patriots are going here. I don't know how long Belichick stays there. Is Cam your quarterback? You got to have a quarterback. And if I start with a quarterback, and if I have trust in the front office, I don't have trust in the ownership with the Jets, and I don't have trust with the coach. But if you said, I can get a, you know, let's throw out Eric Bieniemy from the Chiefs. I get somebody like that, offensive-minded, forward-thinking, explosive, spread it, get, you know, speed out there. And then you tell ownership, stay out of the way. All right. Because I'm guessing some receivers are going to want to play with Trevor Lawrence. You know, you're trying to build your offensive line, get rid of some of that dead weight. You know, they got rid of Jamal Adams, who didn't want to be there, Le'Veon Bell. I would say the Jets right now. Yeah, Paul.
The Jets are going into the offseason. They're probably going to get Trevor Lawrence. They have two first-round draft picks. They have $83 million in cap space, second only to the Jaguars.
Yeah. But it's what you do with the cap space that matters.
But the combo of a rookie quarterback deal and a ton of cap space, it's almost on a plate for someone to do right.
But have you ever seen somebody when they do something to their house and they've got all the money in the world and you go, why would they do that? That doesn't make any sense. Wait, what? That's what happens with some of these teams. We got all this cap space, and then you go, but what did? Why did you do that? Like the Knicks. The Knicks, you know, they somehow will take Russell Westbrook and go, yeah, this is our future. Russ turns 32 today. And, hey, this makes us relevant. We got Russell Westbrook. It doesn't make you relevant. Like, Oklahoma City was relevant because Russ was putting up triple-doubles, and we had not seen that in 50 years with Oscar Robertson. Now all of a sudden we're like, okay, we get the triple-double thing. That novelty is over here. But here are the Knicks going, yeah, let's get Chris Paul. He's almost too old for us. The perfect time to get him. He's going to be 35. Let's get Russ, who uses his legs. He's 32. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Great game plan there. What else do you have, McLovin?
Just a point. The Patriots are right behind the Jets. They have the third most cap space.
Yeah.
So they could spend it. This is another whose future would you want? Mm. This debate is everywhere these days. Cardinals or Ravens, it's kind of like the Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson debate.
Whoa.
These people are saying Kyler's a more evolved Lamar Jackson because he's better at the passing game. You know, Kyler's passing stats are...
Boy, we moved on from Lamar Jackson quickly,
Lamar
didn't we?
Lamar who?
Yeah. Wow.
You haven't seen, but basically Kyler Murray's going to be old news soon. Next year, someone's going to come in. That's his shelf life now for a hot story.
And Lamar Jackson was on Rich Eisen's show yesterday, and I'm going to play this sound coming up where he says the defenses basically know what the plays are. When he goes to the line of scrimmage, they yell out what the play is. Whose fault's that?
Right, that's a red flag right there.
It would be.
You don't want that happening.
Yes. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. The former NFL player, Emmanuel Acho, the Fox Sports Speak for Yourself co-host, will join us coming up a little bit. I mentioned Ryan Day will join us. We'll check in with Augusta. Fascinating story. Well, I found it fascinating. And if you're sitting in your car or wherever you are consuming this, and I say, fascinating story about the sand at Augusta, you're probably going, boy, what happened to Dan? He's gone off the deep end. Yeah, the sand. It's a deep dive into the sand at Augusta. Fascinating story. It is. And having been in that sand at Augusta a couple of times when I played, it is the brightest sand that you'll ever play in. And there's a reason for that. Yes, Paul.
You should have been cocky and say, you know, I've never really been in the sand traps at Augusta. I was right in the fairway, then on the green in three, and two, actually.
Yeah.
That must have been the day you shot 83.
Yeah.
83, I was in the bunker a couple of times.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah. When I shot 81, I was not in the bunker. Yes, McLovin.
I totally didn't remember that you'd played at Augusta.
Oh, really? Here, let me tell you. So first tee, I hit it left, and then I hit it to the right side. Oh, never mind. I always love when you ask somebody, hey, how'd you play today? All right, first tee, I hit a driver, and then I hit 143 in. I hit an 8-iron. I missed a 4-footer, so I 3-jacked, I bogey. Like, they'll give you the whole... If you've ever covered a golf event, the first thing that happens when the golfer comes in, they go, okay, go over your shots. And most of the golfers go over their shots without looking down at anything. They'll tell you yardage, club, result. But they do it for every shot that they had. Fascinating. All right, your phone calls are always welcome. And emails, tweets, operator Marvin is standing by. I got a great stat on Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus. Fascinating stat for you coming up. We'll settle on a poll question, play of the day, a couple of stats of the day as well, and we'll wait to get some golf here at Augusta. Coming up on 20 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock, I always tell you, LifeLock is going to be there for you because working from home has its challenges. Hotels are advertising daytime room reservations for guests seeking quiet, distraction-free work environments. But according to the FBI, accessing sensitive information from hotel Wi-Fi poses an increased security risk over home Wi-Fi networks. Hackers are waiting to exploit all your personal data, steal. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put so much information out there on the internet. And it's a good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock will detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect the information has been potentially compromised, they'll send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. LifeLock sees threats you might miss on your own. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code is Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at FoxSportsRadio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
This Sunday night on NBC, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens head to Gillette Stadium to take on Cam Newton and the Patriots Sunday night, 7 Eastern, only on NBC. Speaking of Lamar Jackson, he was on with Rich Eisen yesterday on Rich's show on Peacock and had this to say about what defenses are doing when he goes to the line of scrimmage.
It just, from the eye test, it looks like things aren't coming as easy for you this year. Is that a safe way to look at it, that things
I feel it's a lot of with schemes, you know. We're going against defenses, they calling out our plays, stuff like that, like they know what we're doing. So a lot of that, you know, sometimes, you know, stuff won't go our way if they beat us to the punch.
So you're hearing on the other side of the line of scrimmage the defense calling out your plays?
That's what? Yeah, they definitely do, like runs, stuff like that, watch out for this, watch out for that. Sometimes that's what's going on.
Now, this is what happens, and Peyton Manning talked about this with Zach Thomas of the Dolphins. He said, I'd go to line of scrimmage, and Thomas would call out the defense. He knew what we were going to do. I'd change it. I'd audible, and then he would call out again. Peyton said that he just had an idea of what we were doing. It was very frustrating when you would play against him in the Miami Dolphins. Emmanuel Acho is the former NFL linebacker, co-host of Fox Sports 1, Speak for Yourself, and has a new book called Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. Emmanuel, good to have you on. Let me start with that topic with Lamar Jackson. How is it that these defenses or a defense knows what Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are doing when they get to the line of scrimmage?
As a middle linebacker in the NFL, Dan, I can tell you, it's not that complicated. What do I mean? Well, last year, Lamar Jackson took the league by storm. So many of these NFL coaches hadn't seen the spread style run game. When I played at the University of Texas, I was playing against a guy by the name of Robert Griffin, who won the Heisman his senior year, my senior year. After you see it for a while, you understand, okay, if the back is offset to the quarterback's right and he's about 2 yards deeper than the quarterback, you're probably going to get an inside zone type of run scheme. If he's offset to the quarterback's right and he's even with the quarterback, you might get an option to the right. Based on depth perception of the running back, based on splits of the offense, you can pretty fairly anticipate what's going on. The problem, Dan, is simple. Last year, you only had about 3 days to prepare for Lamar Jackson if you were going to see him that week. This year, you've had about 3-4 months to prepare for Lamar Jackson all offseason. So I think you're starting to see the adjustment catching up to the Ravens.
Yeah, but if Lamar knows this, the defense knows this, then how is it that the Ravens aren't, you know, counteracting this?
Well, because you can actually only do so many things on offense, particularly if you live within a certain scheme. See, when you're going to get up against a guy like Andy Reid, he's doing ridiculous stuff, a ton of different formations, a ton of different pre-snap shifts and moves. But when you're going against the Baltimore Ravens, they don't do so much. They just do it excellently. And that's the difference. When I was playing against the Carolina Panthers in 13, 14, and 15 with Cam Newton, preparing for them was grueling. They had thousands of formations, hyperbole, obviously, but they could run so many different things out of those formations. The Ravens, they keep it more simple. They just execute at a higher level. There's a pro to that, but also a con to that as well.
If I gave you their futures right now, Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray?
I would probably say... Oh, that's so tough. Let me say Lamar Jackson. I know a lot of people are saying Kyler Murray, and I really like Kyler Murray. I probably, though, like Cliff Kingsbury and his offensive mind more than I like what they have going on in with Greg Roman and with the Ravens. Remember, this is the problem, Dan, when you're talking about sports. So many people look at just the incubated team. Oh, well, give me Patrick Mahomes over Deshaun Watson. Well, sure. But what if you would have had Patrick Mahomes drafted to Bill O'Brien's Texans and Deshaun Watson drafted to Andy Reid's Chiefs? Like, it's just, it's never apples to apples when people try to make these comparisons.
And also, when we start to handicap, like, how long it takes for somebody to take that next step, and, you know, it feels like receivers, it takes them a little while to get, the game doesn't come to them as easy as some of the other positions there. Brandon Marshall, I remember telling me, it took him 6 years to for the game to kind of come to him. Quarterbacks, it's coming to you right away. DK Metcalf, it's sort of coming to him right away that if I said, I'll give you any receiver for the next 5 years, who are you taking? And most people are probably taking DK Metcalf. How is it that he slipped by everybody in the first round?
Well, as a college football analyst, remember, DK Metcalf was often injured. Yeah. A.J. Brown was also on that team, receiver for the Tennessee Titans. A.J. Brown was probably a better collegiate receiver than DK Metcalf, many would argue, particularly because of health. Let's also not underestimate Russell Wilson. Tyler Lockett was supposed to be a gadget guy. Tyler Lockett in the Big 12 Conference where I played college football, he was a return ace, return specialist. He had 200 yards receiving on 15 catches just 2 weeks ago. Let's not underestimate Russell Wilson. Doug Baldwin, what was he, an undrafted free agent? Turns into a perennial or a repeat Pro Bowler? Russell Wilson's also playing a great major factor in DK's success. And kudos to DK Metcalf for overachieving, if you will.
When did you start thinking about this as a career when you were playing?
Dan, I gravitate towards what I'm good at. In high school, I went to an affluent, all-white private school. I was supposed to be a national merit scholar. My parents born in Nigeria. I'm first-generation American. So, Dan, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be a nerd, go to Yale, go to Harvard. I wind up being 6'2", 240 pounds. I was like, well, I guess we'll play football. While playing football, Dan, I was like, okay, I kind of understand. I was never the fastest. I was never the strongest, but I was typically the smartest on the football field. So I said, let me get into breaking down games, breaking down tape, because it's not what you know. It's what you can get the listener and the fan to know. And I realized I'm decently skilled at that. So that's why I moved into it.
What did Christian Okoye mean to Nigeria?
Christian Okoye, obviously the great running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. Everyone knows him as a Nigerian nightmare. Dan, my first email when I was a ninth grader in high school, it was NigerianNightmare@yahoo.com. First email, my very first one. So when you say, what does Christian Okoye mean to Nigerian Americans, to Nigerian football players? He's the legacy. And that legacy has since been carried on. Think about the NFL draft, Dan. Three Nigerian players were drafted in the first round. Obviously, Jeff Okuda, I remember him. I think Noah Igbogini, another cornerback from Auburn. And there was one more player who's slipping my mind. But think about what Christian Okoye started and how that legacy has continued to be passed down.
Emmanuel Acho, the former NFL linebacker, and he's the co-host, Marcellus Wiley, with Speak for Yourself. But the book is Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. When did you think about doing the book and why?
Yeah, Dan, after the racial tension going on in our world, I said, I have to do something to alleviate some of this. I'm a sports analyst, sure, but before I'm that, Dan, I'm a Black man. And before I was even that, the world saw me as a Black man. I was a human being. It's my job to leave the world better than I found it. I said, wait, I was immersed in white culture, Dan, at this all-white private school growing up. Then I was immersed in Black culture in the NFL and in college. And I realized there's a color and culture issue, Dan. Like, Black people and white people, we communicate differently. And because we communicate differently, let me try to act as a bridge to allow my white brothers and sisters to understand some questions, answer some questions that they may never ask because they don't have Black friends to ask them to, or a Black group, or feel comfortable. So I said, let me write this book to help educate those that want to be a part of the solution in America.
What is the, I guess, top question that we should ask or that you want to answer?
Oh, such a great question. I think the top question, which is such a volatile topic, people talk about white privilege. Well, Emmanuel, I worked hard. How can you say I'm privileged? Dan, let me say this. I currently have famous person privilege. I was walking down the street in Beverly Hills, Dan. I walk into a restaurant. And they say, Emmanuel, I love your show. Your meal is on me. Dan, the meal was free, not because I'm Black, not because I'm 6'2". because they knew who I was. So many people in America, I submit that privilege just means you have certain access to a space or certain immunity from a space because of who you are. So when you talk about white privilege, it's understanding that in America, I have certain immunity or certain access to certain spaces. It's not saying your life hasn't been hard. It's saying your skin color hasn't contributed to the difficulty in your life. I think, Dan, there's so many visceral reactions based on terms in our current society that really turn people off. But until we open up our minds of understanding, open up our hearts to understand, we won't really see the unity that we need. And let me say this real quick. I played in the locker room for the greater part of my life. And people say, well, Emmanuel, in the locker room, people look past race. Dan, they look past religion because we're all fighting towards a common goal. But in America, the reason we have so many divides is because we're not all fighting towards a common goal. We don't all realize oppression exists. Racism may exist. Systemic racism exists. So, Dan, if you're not fighting towards a common goal, then you end up fighting each other. And that is the difference between how in a locker room you can overlook your differences, but in the world, we struggle to.
Why is it that in the moment there is this blowback or this anger or resentment with those Muhammad Ali, Martin Luther King? I even look at LeBron James, and I shouldn't be just singling out African-Americans. There are a lot of people who speak up on this topic, but it feels like it's after the fact we look back with reverence and admiration instead of in the moment. I don't know how we're going to look back on Colin Kaepernick, because in the moment, and even now it's still volatile, I don't know 15, 20, 30, 40 years. I don't know how history treats him. Ali, they didn't treat him well. Martin Luther King was divisive as well. LeBron James, today is divisive to a lot of, polarizing to a lot of people. Why is it we don't see what's in front of us or appreciate what's in front of us?
There's twofold. Number one, Dan, the old quote, you never know what you got until it's gone. But now let me dive a little bit deeper. No one likes to get uncomfortable in the moment. This is a sports show, so let's talk sports. University of Texas, I had a strength coach called Mad Dog Madden. He wore a huge gold chain around his neck that said Mad Dog. He was probably about 6'4", 300 plus pounds. Dan, do you think I like my strength coach in college? Absolutely not. I didn't like when he was yelling at me. I didn't like when he was forcing me to do something I didn't want to do. I didn't like when he was making me wake up at 6 a.m. to run gassers across the football field in the hot Texas heat. Absolutely not. But as I've gotten older, I've realized, wait a second, everything he was doing for me at the time was for my benefit. But more importantly, everything Mad Dog, my strength coach, was doing for me at the time was for the greater good of the team. And I think the issue at hand is when you talk about guys like Dr. Martin Luther King, LeBron James, Muhammad Ali, the likes, what they're trying to do is for the greater good of the team, the United States, our team, which we're all on together. Now, you might not agree with some of their philosophies. You might not agree with some of their terms. I might not have agreed with all of these sets and repetitions my strength coach was making me do, but the intention was pure behind it. And I think really, Dan, we don't like to get uncomfortable. And that's why I wrote the book. And that's why we're starting to see some growth in our country.
Is there part of you that says, is my calling something above just doing sports and breaking down, is Carson Wentz good enough to be the starting quarterback for the Eagles?
Oh, I so genuinely appreciate that question. Definitely. Dan, I've realized there is a difference between your career and your calling. See, your career is what you're paid for. Your calling is what you're made for. And while my career has been sports, X's and O's, LeBron James, Carson Wentz versus Nick Foles, who is better, who is greater, my calling has been trying to bridge racial reconciliation in this world. My calling has been trying to unite my black brothers and sisters and my white brothers and sisters. I realized, Dan, this. I didn't play in the NFL to make a lot of money or to tackle people. I didn't go to this affluent top college preparatory school in high school to get a phenomenal education. I think, Dan, everything I've gone through in my life has led me to this moment. Has led me to uncomfortable conversations with a black man, has led me to this series, which over 70 million people have now seen in 5 months. My calling, Dan, is bigger than myself, and I'm just glad to be a vessel to be used in the moment.
The most important question I'll ask you, and the most important question you'll hear all day is, if it was you against Marcellus Wiley and only one guy, one guy got out of the octagon, who would it be?
Well, first off, it would be me because Marcellus Wiley would tire out. Okay, he doesn't work out anymore. He's a little soft around the edges, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
And though he went to Columbia, Dan, I would outsmart him because I have 2 degrees, one being in sports psychology. So I would use all his tactics against him. Don't let him fool you, Dan.
He's got old guy strength, though. He's got
he has grown man strength. Without him kids, he got grown man strength.
Good luck with the book and also with the Fox Sports 1 with the Speak for Yourself. Thank you. And tell Marcellus we said hello. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Of course. Thank you, my brother.
All right. Emmanuel Acho, the former NFL linebacker. And the book is Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. This is a dialogue that he's hoped to create that's honest, straightforward, accessible to those who seek answers, a conversation that needs to happen to mend the racial divide in our world, the book Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. Just turned 30 yesterday, 2 days ago, I think. Pretty wise for a guy who just turned 30. Is that right, Todd?
I believe so.
All right. Thank you, Todd. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We got our play of the day coming up next, and an unbelievable stat of the day pertaining to Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. Back after that. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Yeah.
check this out.
Broncos will clock the ball here. They don't clock the ball. They throw it in the end zone for a touchdown. They don't clock it. They fake the clock. They fake the clock playing through a touchdown pass. Wide open in the end zone. The Eskridge and the Broncos take the lead with 15 seconds left to go in the game. Are you kidding me?
Broncos Radio Network. That was a lot of fun to watch. Western Michigan with the fake spike touchdown to go ahead with 17 seconds to go. A little maction last night. Play of the day brought to you by MasterClass, offering over 90 classes on a variety of topics, all taught by world-class masters at the top of their field. Get unlimited access to every MasterClass and 15% off the first year of an annual membership at MasterClass.com/Patrick. What's the poll question we're going with this today, McLevin?
We started with whose future would you want, the Jets or the Patriots? It's 85% one way. Try to guess which way.
I think people said the Patriots.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, they have trust in that they get it right. Even when they have a dip, they always come back. The Jets have a dip, then they keep going deeper and deeper and deeper.
Well, having the number one pick and tons of salary cap, like the Browns and the Lions and the Bengals, all those teams have had the number one pick and tons of salary cap space. You got to do, like you said, you got to do the right thing with it.
I just have to have trust in the front office there. That if I have Trevor Lawrence, it's one thing. Because if the Jets had done right by Sam Darnold, then Sam Darnold would probably still be their quarterback of the future. But they didn't do right by him. They're in a position where they might win a game, but they'll have Trevor Lawrence. And then now it's up to them to surround Trevor Lawrence, or you're going to have another situation in 3 years where we go, yeah, Trevor Lawrence is not that good, or he can't stay healthy. You got to surround him with talent. Doesn't matter who's at that position. It's your coach, the offensive strategy, what kind of weapons do you have, salary cap, who's the GM? Can you get free agents there? You got to throw in a lot of items into that blender. Yeah, Paul.
What if I did the same question, whose future would you want with the California teams? The San Francisco 49ers, the LA Rams, and the LA Chargers. Man, I don't think that's that easy. Because Rams feel good, but not real good.
It feels like the Niners are dipping. The Rams, I think, are elevated this year. The Chargers are just the Chargers, you know? Yeah, I like the quarterbacking situation there. And that's how you start. I got a rookie quarterback. Now I can start to spread this out. Maybe we can get a team that stays healthy. You know, the Niners quarterbacking situation, that's my big question. You know, Jared Goff and Sean McVay, are they back on the same page where they can be at an elite level on a consistent basis? Yeah, McLevin.
I mean, you have two of the best young coaches. I think you have Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay. Those are two guys that are going to be in the hunt forever. I mean, I think the Chargers aren't even in the discussion. I mean, Kyle Shanahan's really good, isn't he? And McVay is...
I don't know how he is as a head coach. I know he's an offensive-minded guy, great offensive mind, but...
Well, at least you have that. You're going to have that. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And that's what today's NFL is. Sean McVay is an offensive minded guy. You know, Anthony Lynn and the Chargers, you're blowing these fourth quarter leads. And I can put that on. I start with the head coach, and a little bit of that is going to be on my quarterback. Although it feels like he's doing everything you want him to do or need him to do, the defense should be able to hold some of these leads as well. And the defense is kind of, I know they're injured. But you're blowing fourth quarter lead, double digit fourth quarter leads. Yes, Tom.
And it seems like with Herbert, I think he's doing well enough where these close games maybe wouldn't be so close. Another quarterback, the Chargers would be even worse than they are, that they wouldn't even have these games coming down to the wire, that Herbert is somehow keeping it interesting till the end.
I guess you can only wonder if their defense was healthy and what kind of position they would be in. But they do have a whole lot of talent. You know, no Derwin James, Joey Bosa. I think Bosa is now practicing again. But every year. Every single year, you start the season, you go, wait, who's hurt? Hunter Henry's hurt. Mike Williams is hurt. Never fails. You start the season that way. All right, here's my stat of the day. Jack Nicklaus won his sixth Masters back in 1986, 23 years after his first Masters. He was ranked 33rd in the world going into the Masters that week. If Tiger wins this week, it will be his sixth Masters. 23 years after his first, he's ranked 33rd in the world going into this week. That's your stat. Bop, bop. Doop, doop. Stat of the day. Yep, yep. Stat of the day. 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 Oh, oh. How amazing is that? It's courtesy of Brandel Chambly, who was with us yesterday. I don't know why he didn't give it to us yesterday.
That was Brandel Chambly singing?
No, no, no. Brandel Chambly of Golf Channel.
I didn't know he was in a Calypso band.
He's got a nice voice.
Yes, he does. He was with us yesterday. Yes, Tom.
If you're not into numerology, you don't believe in that kind of stuff, that kind of stat, if that doesn't get you excited about fun with numbers and looking further into how things play out in the universe, I just think it's wild.
I'm into numerology. And I don't know why. I'm horrible with math. But if you say, you throw out a number, Todd will always do his scoreboard contest at the end of the show, and I just look at a number, and it always, I visualize something automatically. Whether it's a player, it's a year, some kind of category number, what they had. But I grew up, that's all I cared about were numbers. I didn't care about numbers going to school in math, but I did care about those numbers. I don't know why. Fascinated by it. You know, there are just certain things that stand out and you go, why do I remember that? And a lot of it is, it's amazing how, you know, there's so much clarity and your memory is so crystal clear when you're younger. But you don't have all this clutter. At least we didn't back then. I would focus in on these things and then they never left me. Other things have left me, but those numbers, and even now, I'm just fascinated with numbers. Magical numbers, or at least what we thought were magical numbers, or somebody's jersey number, a special season that somebody had. But your memory when you're 12 years of age is a whole lot better. When you're 32 or 42, 52, 12, you remember everything because it was so important in your life. Did we decide on a poll question, McClellan?
Yeah, well, we started with Jets versus Patriots. I think we need to go to the another whose future you want. I have a good NBA one.
Well, I was also thinking, I want to get into the Rockets situation coming up next hour. By the way, Isaiah Thomas, he did it again. Isaiah Thomas did it again, and it involves Michael Jordan. I have that for you coming up as well. But how about if you said Lamar Jackson or Kyler Murray? Who would have thought Lamar Jackson's coming off a unanimous MVP? If they were both free agents right now, I'll bet you Kyler Murray would win. Yeah, McLovin.
So would Joe Burrow. He was the number one overall pick.
They both can't win.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.